time to light the match for the Burning Truth with Casey Hendrickson.
Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning into the Burning Truth. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. Joining us on the line, one of the Republicans running in the Republican primary to be your next governor in the state of Indiana, for those of you on the Indiana side of the border, Jamie Rittenour is joining us. Jamie, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Casey. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. I apologize about last week. Jamie was supposed to be on last week with the death of Mayor Henry. That all got kind of screwed up, but I'm glad that we're able to reschedule you, get you back on this week. And actually, it's a better day because I think more people are listening today than it being a holiday. So I think it's going to help you out quite a bit. But I just wanted to start with the basics because, you know, we had Curtis Hill on after that last debate where, of course, the two of you were not on stage. And I asked him, the first question was, give Eric Holcomb a rating, because I wasn't happy with the ratings that I saw on that stage that day. So why don't you go ahead and give us a rating of how you think Holcomb has done as governor?
Right. Well, I think that's an easy question to answer. I mean, we've got 30% proficiency with our third through eighth graders. They cannot pass iLearn in the state of Indiana, so he gets an F in education. We had Suzanne giving them a C with our health freedom during COVID. When it comes to citizens on the ground being happy with his work in regards to the IEDC, the LEAP project, and even the LINK 101 in District 9, I mean, people are upset because there's government overreach, and Holcomb's at the head of all of that. So he gets an F there, too. I mean, I think right now what is harder to do is to really highlight some of the things that he's done well. The people in the state of Indiana are upset with the leadership of the state. We are for less government and lower taxes, and that is not what we are getting. And so you really see that reflected, and you see it reflected in the polls as well.
Well, you're seeing the gas price go up right now because of the gas tax that Holcomb passed. And again, he campaigned on getting the gas tax through because we had crumbling infrastructure. And just a few weeks later, he stands up there and the gas tax hadn't even been implemented yet. And he said our infrastructure was the envy of the Midwest. Well, which one is it? So
exactly,
we continue to be taxed. Now, on the tax issue, and we'll get to the economic issue, because I think the IEDC is something that a lot of Hoosiers don't really pay attention to, but I think they need to, because right now I think that's probably one of the biggest factors facing the state right now. But when you look at the situation with education, how things are going, he also has not been... he's not been great with education. In fact, we haven't had a lot of Republican governors lately that have been great with education. In fact, one of the people who is in charge of education as a so-called Republican is now going to be running as the Democrat against whoever wins this primary.
Exactly. I mean, you can't make it up. It's amazing. I've been with Jennifer McCormick before on stage, and she's not taking responsibility for any of the things that she's done in education. She's pointing the finger at Holcomb and his administration. Here's something that we can try. How about the supermajority in the state of Indiana takes some fault for this? We're talking about third through eighth graders that are at a 30% proficiency. I've been to some counties where it's 12%. Yeah. One of the things that I'm always telling people is with all of these businessmen that are running for governor saying that they're going to bring in all these high-paying jobs, with what workforce? Since when did we abandon the Hoosier next generation? I have selected for my head of education, Paige Miller. She's 30 years in the classroom, master's in administration. She's a mom for liberty. We have a plan in education. We say K through 5, we're going to have an academic focus on core subjects. We say in sixth grade, we want to see the private sector get involved. You have Adopt a Highway. We want to see Adopt a Classroom. We want them to come into our sixth grade classroom and really answer the question, how is innovation, technology, AI affected your profession? We know that some will not lean into that, but we want to start the conversation because in 10 years, the workforce is going to change, and we want Hoosiers to be ready for that. Seventh and eighth grade, we're bringing back trade, and ninth grade, we're saying to all high schoolers when they enter high school, college, career, or calling. We want to plant vision, and then we are the ones that actually have been pushing senior year, every single senior graduates having completed an apprenticeship in the state of Indiana. Interestingly, Holcomb's administration is now touting apprenticeships, but we've been saying that for 2.5 years. We are the ones that are looking out for the next generation. The people that have been in office have not done that. The scores reflect that. Hoosiers need to vote for someone that cares about the next generation.
Yeah, it's easy to go out there and tout something, but you had two terms and you didn't do it. So exactly. Why didn't you do it? Why are you touting it now? And I think part of that is he was hoping to be able to run for Senate, but I think he kind of, you know, messed himself up by ruling the way that he has ruled as governor of the state. So when we talk about education, though, and it kind of ties in with the IEDC, because Governor Holcomb has recently touted as one of his great successes the investment from Eli Lilly. Well, Eli Lilly has been instrumental in pushing critical race theory and gender issues in Indiana education. And so we're talking about education now. You've mentioned who's going to be your Secretary of Education. You know, where do you stand on the gender issues and pushing back on social agenda stuff?
Well, there's two genders, male and female. Just because people have created another category doesn't make it so. Our nation is going through right now a spiritual crisis, a moral crisis, and it's time to elect people that know how to stand. I am a person that believes in the Word of God. I love the Lord. It's the only reason why I'm running. I was called. I'm not a person that's trying to promote my career, hopping from spot to spot. I'm a person that was called. And so when I talk to the LGBT community, I have a very honest conversation with them. In fact, whenever I was at a fair in a Republican booth, I was approached by someone in the LGBTQ community. A woman came up to me and she saw me holding my Bible and she said, So are you a Christian? And I said, yes, I am. And she said, well, tell me what you feel about the LGBTQ community. And I just said to her, I said, well, you know, do you know what agape is? And she said, no. I said, agape is a form of love in the Bible. It is the highest love in the Bible. And I said, it's a love that's patient and kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. I said, so when you ask me what I feel about the LGBTQ community, I tell you I agape them. And so then her mother said, well, then you must be one of those Christian women that really believe that everyone can marry who they want. And you know what I said? I said, no, that's not true, because the Bible also says that love doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It rejoices in the truth. And so I can say that I don't believe that God created that relationship to take place. I can give people truth, and I can also agape them at the same time. I do not wear the blanket of hate that people want to put on others. I don't have to wear that. And what I would do is I would challenge communities to really look at what's taking place in our nation. You can see it with President Biden with Easter, the Easter holiday. Mm-hmm. What a time for him to declare that as a transgender day of visibility. That is a total assault on the Christians in this nation and the Catholics as well. This is a community that's being used. They don't care about this community. They're using them as a tool to attack Christians and Catholics. And the reality is that we're going to stand for truth, and we're going to agape, and we're going to do both at the same time.
And just as a continuation of the gender issues, I mean, you talk about athletic fairness on your website as part of your platform. This is something that Governor Holcomb has undoubtedly failed Christians and his base with, without any question. He's failed them on that. So what would you do to protect girls and girls' sports?
Oh, I would definitely issue an executive order in support of girls and girls sports, and the legislature should follow quickly behind that. Casey, I don't even know what he's talking about. I played sports, Division I field hockey. When we played against guys, they had to wear backpacks because they ran so fast we could not catch them. What in the heck are we even talking about here? That is so insulting to girls that have worked their entire high school careers to get scholarships and go to college and compete against one another in an environment that is fair. This is a ridiculous conversation, and it is embarrassing that Holcomb took the stance that he did.
Now, I'm hopeful that you can stick with us through a commercial break. I want to make sure that I give you full time. So we'll be back with Jamie Rittenour here in just a couple of minutes. Jamie, thank you so much for being patient. We'll get these commercial breaks out of the way. We'll come back with you, and we'll talk about IEDC, economic development, and some of those issues with you as well, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, so we'll be back with Jamie Rittenour, again, Republican, running for governor in the Republican primary here in the state of Indiana. We'll be back on The Burning Truth.
Wake up with us first thing weekday mornings for your top news, weather, and traffic during Michiana's Morning News on 95.3 MNC, your breaking news and weather station.
And good afternoon. Thank you to the audience for joining. Jeez, wow, what is wrong with me today, dude? I have not had enough steak today. Holy smokes. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning into The Burning Truth. I'm your host, Casey Hendrickson. Once again, on the line, we have Jamie Rittenour, Republican running in the Republican primary in the gubernatorial election. Jamie, thank you again for your time today. I do appreciate it. I have two questions from the live stream on Rumble. Question number one, do you support universal school choice? And question number two, what about deporting illegal immigrants if a President Trump were to issue an executive order about deporting illegal immigrants in the state of Indiana?
How much time did you say we had to talk about this, Casey?
We only have about 5 minutes, unfortunately. So
yeah, let's wrap the immigration conversation in 5 minutes. I do believe in school vouchers, school of choice. I think that it's good to have competition. I also am a big fan of public schools, which is why we've made such a big emphasis on changing the way that we're going to focus on education in the state of Indiana. In regards to immigration, wow, what a question. This is what I can tell you. I can tell you that I'm very honest with my constituents, and I've thought long and hard about the immigration issue that we are dealing with. I encourage people to be wise about our decision-making process, to think through everything that we're doing. That's how I operate. And when I look at immigration and essentially deporting millions of people, I look specifically at the state of Indiana. And I ask questions that are just very practical. How are we going to do that? Who is going to do that? From my perspective, when I approach things in the immigration area, the first thing that I say is that we need to close the border for a year. I believe that we need to come up with an administrative solution that all of the states are going to have to participate in, because Joe Biden has certainly put us in a position that's very compromising. Our Constitution doesn't really allow for how we are going to deal with the situation. From my perspective, I think that the United States should actually reward those that are currently holding a green card or a visa or an employment authorization card. I think that we should look to reward people with citizenship that have been waiting and have been following the law. But I also think that we should have a very real conversation about creating a category where people can exist here, get an employment authorization card, and pay fines for the time that they're here. Because I am just sincerely saying, I don't see how we're going to be able to afford on taxpayer dollars sending everyone, deporting everyone to the border. So I bring a different solution to the table. I say to the state of Indiana, and I've talked all around the state, many counties, farmers, and what I say to them is that I think that we should come up with a category where we're essentially saying that there is an employment authorization card, maybe even a driver's certificate, not a license, and certainly not citizenship. I think the people that are here should not be given the right to have citizenship until the people that are waiting, the very last name on the list, is allowed to have citizenship. But in the meantime, I think that there should be fines. I think they should be able to come forward and get these cards and pay for them. If you had a million people in the state of Indiana that were illegal and paid for these employment authorization cards, which again, we're talking a federal answer and a state answer, and so this is kind of gray territory, if you will. But if you had a million people that paid $500 for each one of those employment authorization cards, I mean, that's a lot of money that you're bringing into the state, and we can put that money towards our small towns. We can revive our small towns, and we can start doing what Hoosiers want to do, which is promote goodness in our state. We are a state that is all about family. We're a generational state. And so I think that it's time that Hoosiers start focusing on someone that's really looking at them and not really staring at themselves in the mirror. There used to be a commercial out about Michael Jordan, like Mike, I want to be like Mike. Well, we don't want to be like Mike Braun in the state of Indiana. We want to be Hoosiers, and we stand for goodness. And so that is part of my solution when it comes to immigration. It's not an easy conversation to have. I've had it all over the state of Indiana. But I do just ask a very practical question when we talk about deporting people to the border. Exactly who is going to do that, and how are we going to pay for that? And so I've brought another solution to the table, and I think that people are willing to listen to that.
So we mentioned the gas taxes earlier. We also mentioned the IEDC, and you have a pretty robust statement on economic growth, how we're farming and pharmaceutical and RV states, and yet Eric Holcomb's IEDC has been courting Chinese Communist Party entities and also green energy stuff. So I guess, do you support repealing the gas tax, the state tax, And do you support bringing solar and things like that there? And you got just about 2 minutes.
I definitely support repealing the gas tax. I think that we need to focus on our small towns. We want to bring the Indiana Goodness train. In Kentucky, you have the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. We want the Indiana Goodness train that connects our small towns. We want to emphasize on hospitality in the state of Indiana. And I think that this whole idea of moving to AI and really letting that be the focus of the state of Indiana, I think he's focusing on like one small area. Indiana is not a one-size-fits-all. And so what we've done is we've looked at small towns, we've looked at the city, we've got plans for Gary, Indiana with the airport there. Mm-hmm. We are a totally different focus than any other politician. The state of Indiana needs to pay attention to people's solutions. We are bringing the state of Indiana, Indiana goodness, because Indiana is a beautiful state and our people are beautiful. And it's time that we stand for what's right. And so I am very blessed to be on the ballot for the Republican ticket. And I do believe if they go to our website, jamie4ingov.com, you're going to see policies that reflect what you want for your family.
And again, that website is jamie4ingov.com. Jamie Rittenour, thank you so much for the time today. We do appreciate you restructuring your schedule to accommodate.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it. You take care. And again, Jamie Rittenour's website is jamie4ingov.com. I want to thank the campaign for reaching out to us. You're listening to The Burning Truth.
Podcasts by Federated Media.